اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ویلکم یا مصطفی ویلکم.
وہ جس کے لیے محفل کونین سجی ہے, فردوس سے بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے, وہ ہاشمی مکی نبی ہے, وہ میرا نبی ہے
ماشاء اللہ.
احمد ہے, محمد ہے, وہی ختم رسول ہے, مخدوم مربی ہے, وہی والی کل ہے. احمد ہے, محمد ہے, وہی ختم رسول ہے, مخدوم مربی ہے, وہی والی کل ہے. اس پر ہی نظر, اس پر ہی نظر سارے زمانے کی لگی ہے, وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے, وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے, وہ میرا نبی ہے. والشمس ضحا چہرہ انور کی جھلک ہے, واللیل سجاگے سوئے حضرت کی لچک ہے. والشمس ضحا چہرہ انور کی جھلک ہے, واللیل سجاگے سوئے حضرت کی لچک ہے. اس پر والليل سجا گے صبح حضرت کی لچک ہے, اس سے ہی ضیا سارے زمانے کو ملی ہے, وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے, وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے, وہ میرا نبی ہے.
شیر سننا بطور خاص
ارشاد
سامعین کرام کے ساتھ حضرات علماء کرام کی خطبہ جو
ارشاد.
اللہ کا فرمالم نشرح لک صدرک, منصوب ہے جس سے ورفعنا لک ذکرک.
کیا کہنے ماشاءاللہ.
اللہ کا فرمالم نشرح لک صدرک, منصوب ہے جس سے ورفعنا لک ذکرک. جس ذات کا قرآن, جس ذات کا قرآن میں بھی ذکر چلی ہے, وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبا بكم and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being Wednesday, duas are accepted from Dhuhr to between Dhuhr and Asr. Remember the station in your esteemed duas. Remember all the marhumin that have passed on, all those that are in need of wealth, Allah Ta'ala accept. Those that are in debt, Allah Ta'ala remove the debt. And all those that are sick, those in hospitals and at home, Allah Ta'ala grant them complete shifa kamil ajila. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. The numbers that you can send in your messages and your recipes request are 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, we're going to start with our first recipe that was sent in by Sister Nasima Zulfi Khan. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nasima. And this recipe is titled Almond Masala Fish Casserole. It's an almond masala fish casserole. So you're going to boil two level cups of rice, not basmati. boil 2 level cups of rice, not basmati. You're going to tint it with a little turmeric. A handful of peas. Two cloves, ilachi, and cinnamon stick. Also known as cinnamon sticks. A big pinch of parsley or mixed herbs. Two tablespoons of salt. Boil until well done and fluffy. And drain it. Thereafter, you're going to keep it aside. Then in a separate pot, you're going to add in ghee. And then you're going to add a stir fry. 250 gram stir fry. So you're going to add in the ghee or butter. And then you're going to add a stir fry, 250 gram of stir fry. Thereafter, you're going to cook and add aromat for taste. You're going to add in the aromat. Then you're going to keep aside for topping. Thereafter, now you're going to marinate the fish. 450 gram hake. And thereafter, you're going to marinate it with 1 teaspoon. Crushed whole danya seeds. One teaspoon of whole crushed jeera. Five tablespoons of crushed or powdered almonds. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. 1.5 plus minus 1 teaspoon of green chili paste. Two teaspoons of lemon juice. Chopped green danya. You're going to add in chopped green danya curry leaves. 2 tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of oil. Then you're going to place a spring of curry leaves over. Thereafter, you're going to keep aside for plus minus 20 minutes. Thereafter, you're going to place it in the oven. And bake for 30 minutes. Do not overbake. So you're going to bake it for 30 minutes. Do not overbake. Thereafter, you're going to remove it. After you've baked it for 30 minutes, then you're going to remove it. In a separate pot, you're going to add 2 tablespoons oil and heat. 2 tablespoons oil, and then you're going to heat it. Thereafter, you're going to add 1/2 grated onion. You're going to add in very little mustard seeds. very little mustard seeds, whole jeera, and a few garlic slices or crushed. Very little mustard seeds, whole jeera, and a few garlic slices. A few curry leaves chopped fine. A few curry leaves chopped fine. Now you're going to braise it. Then you're going to add the almonds that you kept aside. You're going to add the almonds that you kept aside. Half a teaspoon of dana jeera mix. Half a teaspoon of dana jeera mix. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of Amina's Wonder Spice seafood or fish masala, or any brand for that matter. One tablespoon of Amina's Wonder Spice seafood or fish masala, or any brand for that matter. 1 large grated tomato. 1 large grated tomato. 3 tablespoons of tomato puree. 3 tablespoons of tomato puree. 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. You'll need some salt to taste. Then you're going to cook it well. Thereafter, you're going to add a Kashmiri chili powder if you prefer. You're going to add a Kashmiri chili powder if you prefer. Then you're going to add a little chopped dhania and a shallot. Add a little chopped dhania and shallot. You're going to add this over the fish and cover with rice. Add this over the fish and cover with rice. Thereafter, you're going to sprinkle the stir fry over. Thereafter, you're going to sprinkle the stir fry over. Sprinkle in the shallot or chives and chopped green dhania. Sprinkle the shallot or chives and chopped green dhania. Cover with the foil. Cover with the foil and steam in the oven for plus minus 20 minutes. You're going to steam in the oven for plus minus 20 minutes. And that was a recipe for almonds masala fish casserole. A lot of work, a lot of work. But alhamdulillah, it must be tasting very nice. So jazakallah khairan to Sister Nasima for that recipe. That was the almonds masala fish casserole. Our next recipe that we have is for masala chicken. Not sure if it did this, maybe did it last year. But this is a masala chicken by Sister Fozia Pelwan. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fozia for sending in this recipe. So you're going to need 1.5 chicken washed and drained. 1.5 chickens washed and drained. The mixture for the marinade. Mixture for marinade, you're going to heat 1/4 cup of oil and 1 tablespoon of ghee. Heat 1/4 cup of oil and 1 tablespoon of ghee. Then you're going to add in 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic. 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic. 1 tablespoon of chili powder. 1 tablespoon of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of crushed chilies. 2 teaspoons of crushed chilies. 2 teaspoons of dana jeera. 2 teaspoons of dana jeera. 1 teaspoon of arad. 1 teaspoon of arad, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. You're going to use a taj ilachi peppercorns. Thereafter, you're going to allow it to fry. Then you're going to add in 1 cup of fried onions. 1 cup of fried onions. 1.5 cups of sour milk. 1.5 cups of sour milk. 1/2 cup of boiling water. 1/2 cup of boiling water. One and a half cups of sour milk, 1/2 cup of boiling water, and saffron water. Braise over low heat. Braise over low heat. Cool before marinating. Cool before marinating. And cool before marinating the chicken for a few hours or overnight. You're going to cook it until it's done. And then garnish with greens. If you want, you can add in a few baby onions whilst the chicken is cooking. And then you can serve it with cream veggies and rotis. And that was the recipe for masala chicken. Our next recipe, it's maybe a simple one, but nonetheless, for chana magaj, one of my favorite sweetmeats, chana magaj. So you're going to need 500 grams. Oh, we must thank Saint Jazakallah Khairan to Mrs. Ali for this recipe. I know a lot of people know how to make chana magaj, but you know, it's for everybody, so why not? 500 gram chana flour. 500 gram chana flour. 1/4 cup of milk. 1/4 cup of milk. 2 tablespoons of ghee. 2 tablespoons of ghee. Then 2 cups of ghee, 1 tablespoon of ilachi, 1 tablespoon of ilachi, 1 pinch of saffron, and 80 grams of chopped almonds. Two and a half to 3 cups of icing sugar. 2.5 to 3 cups of icing sugar. 1 cup of klim or nespray. 1 cup of klim or nespray. In a large bowl, place the chana flour. And then add in the milk. Then you're going to add in the milk and 2 tablespoons of ghee. And use your fingertips to make breadcrumbs. And then you're going to set it aside. In a large thick based pot. Warm up the ghee. Now add in the ilachi, the saffron, and the chana mixture. Lower the heat to very low and braise for 40 minutes. lower the heat to very low and braise for 40 minutes. Add in the chopped almonds and braise for a further 30 minutes. Add in the chopped almonds and braise for a further 30 minutes. Stir and make sure the heat is still on very low. Stir and make sure that the heat is on low. Remove from the stove and cool completely for 2 to 3 hours. Remove from the stove and cool completely for 2 to 3 hours. Now add in the icing sugar and the klim. Knead well by hand or let it run in a machine. Knead it well by the hand or let it run in by the machine with a beater attachment. With a beater attachment until it is smooth and clumping together. Flatten into a large Pyrex or press compactly into silicone molds. Cover tightly and refrigerate for at least 48 hours before serving. Allow to come to room temperature when serving for absolutely delicious melt in the mouth magaj. So that was the recipe for chana magaj. I say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners, Mrs. Ali, for the sister Fawzia Palwan, and sister Nasima for sending in your recipes. It's gone 29 minutes past 12 Central African time. This will come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for sending in your recipes. Inshallah, we will catch you tomorrow at the same time, at the same place. Today is Wednesday, time of du'as. Du'as are accepted. Don't forget my family and I and the staff members of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah in your du'as. Fi amanillah, ma'as salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.